She's on his mind once again. The same old stew. Good morning. It's February 12th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is Foolhearted Memory by George Strait. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Lyrics by Sidney Carter. Why do you suppose that first dance between husband and wife is such a highlight of every wedding? Not to mention the father-daughter dance, which I've been incredibly blessed to do 3 times. Why do you suppose that first electric touch with that girl or boy you liked in middle school happened at a school dance? Why do you suppose one of my fondest memories of my now cardiologist's daughter is from when she was less than 6 months old and I would hold her in my arms and dance her around the living room to George Strait's Foolhearted Memories? And how about that Valentine's Day dance with her when she was 6? Why do you suppose a favorite memory from my own childhood is Do-Si-Do and Alaman Left, square dancing at Bucks Harbor Yacht Club in Brooksville, Maine? Why do you suppose it is that when people just need a break from the daily grind, they often hit on this idea? Hey, why don't we go dancing? I'll tell you why. Because it feels good, that's why. It feels like we're free. Music and movement form an extremely powerful combination. Other than possibly scent, there is no more potent motivator of memories than music. And it's not only memories associated with the tune that affects us, but the lyrics as well. Ever noticed how someone can ask you the lyrics to a familiar song and you can come up with virtually nothing? But if you hear the first few bars and or the words, you may be off to the races on a song you listened to 50 years ago. And movement brings in your kinesthetic sense, which is tied into muscle memory. We're designed to move fluidly, although it becomes more difficult with age. But add music, and all of a sudden, a lot of that stiffness seems to disappear. Well, life is a dance, different events and emotions weaving in and out ceaselessly. And it's a dance, even if you don't recognize it as such. The sad thing is, if you fail to recognize it, you will most certainly fail to enjoy it. Every low is followed by a high, or it wouldn't be a low. People that recognize that and flow with it cope a lot better in this world. There's a reason the songwriter refers to Christ as the Lord of the dance. He's our creator, and by definition, the dance we move to is his. Living a life of faith has been mistaken by many through the ages as rule-following. Nothing could be further than the message of Scripture. The entire Bible is a demonstration of how living a moral life has nothing to do with God's desire for us. Our pastor used to call that marching. It didn't work for even the most religious, like the Pharisees and Sadducees. In the lead-up to the parable of the Good Samaritan, Christ is asked what a person must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus answers, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Luke 10:25. Loving is not marching to a set of orders. What is love if not a dance? God created marriage so that we could live and reproduce together. He used marriage as the metaphor for Christ's relationship with his own church. What's the highlight of that wedding celebration again? The first dance. Looking for peace? Then dance. Christ has truly made us free. Stay free, and let no man put a yoke on you again. You who are cut off from Christ, who would have righteousness by the law, you are turned away from grace. Galatians 5:1-4. Father God, you're all about love. Correct in us every day, Lord, the misperception that we can work hard, serve better, study the Bible more, and somehow march to our salvation. Your love is grace, a free gift, undeserved, and it sets us free from our guilt and shame and sin. Remind us that the freedom should make us feel like dancing the night away. Amen. You're listening to Dance With Me by Orleans, and we'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to Dance With Me by Orleans, and we'll see you tomorrow.